Hey, Elwood, how are you?
Quite well. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Just kind of curious about this deal. Can you tell me more about the company that just bought Fury? Who owns it?
Based on the state business records, it's owned by John Hendricks, who is a former oil and gas advisor to Governor Bill Walker. Before that, he worked with Apache Corp. And he was their general manager in Alaska. They were exploring Cook Inlet for a while, so this is definitely a realm he has experience in.
Okay, so this is a Cook Inlet oil and gas guy, so he kind of knows his way around.
Yeah. Fury was a Texas-based company under their former iteration, and certainly those folks had been involved in the oil and gas industry, but we all know there's unique challenges to operating in Alaska, particularly offshore.
And what did Hex just buy?
Well, Fury has a platform out in Cook Inlet, the Julius R. platform in the kitchen lights unit, and it's allegedly on top of oil prospects, so he bought all that infrastructure and the state leases that it sits on. It's producing natural gas. Fury has 3 contracts with area electric and gas utilities.
So who is going to be impacted by the sale? Is it going to cause interruptions in the gas supply in Cook Inlet?
I think the utilities are trying to figure that out as well. Fury had some mechanical problems this year that interrupted their gas supplies to Homer Electric and NSTAR. And NSTAR just filed court documents basically saying that they're in discussions with Hex as to whether or not they'll be able to meet those contracts. But I think everybody would hope that the gas supply that heats everybody's homes and keeps their lights on would become more reliable.
Is it clear why someone would buy a company that went bankrupt? What's the incentive?
By all counts, Hex got a pretty good deal. The platform is just a couple years old, quite new in oil infrastructure terms, and the platform cost a couple $100 million to build and put out in the middle of the inlet. There's also, like we mentioned, oil prospects in the area. So if Hex can drill for that oil and find it without some of the debt burden that Fury carries, it could become a profitable venture.
Elwood, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Happy to help. Thank you.